This is the Andy and Amanda Show midweek program. It is Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. We wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you live. And welcome Amanda Love, who's in her studio 8,000 miles away from me in Hollywood, California, in the UK. Amanda, how you doing?
I'm here, darling. I'm good, thank you. How about you?
Doing real good, thank you. Real good. Actually still on a high from seeing the Los Angeles Dodgers last night play the Philadelphia Phillies at Dodger Stadium with a full-capacity crowd, practically, almost. And tons of people headed to the stadium. We took the train down to the Union Station, L.A., and took a free Dodger bus shuttle that takes you to the station. Lots of traffic, lots of people. Buses were crowded. And it was the California is now opened up 100% capacity. No longer need to wear face masks unless individual businesses enforce that. But no longer required to maintain social distancing, no longer to limit capacity to restaurants and public places, and everything is back to normal here in L.A. as effective midnight yesterday. So
that's incredible.
Real cool. Traffic on the 405 is like it used to be before COVID, and so it's it's oh my God. But in the same way, it's great to see. So. I didn't wear a mask yesterday. Nobody at the stadium had masks on. Everybody was mask-free. And I don't know if some of you around the world, or especially in North America, may have seen some news clips earlier a couple weeks ago where somebody was escorted out of a Major League sports event for not wearing a mask. It was a baseball game somewhere, I forget where. And they were required. And also they sold tickets based on limited capacities of the stadiums. That is still in effect in many places throughout the country, but here in California, everything is opened up. Dodger Stadium was packed last night. Of course, my hometown team, the Philadelphia Phillies, did lose. It was a slow game, and the Dodgers are the world champs. They won the World Series last year.
Wow.
Some people probably don't even know there was a World Series last year. But
wow. Yeah, I know, right? With everything going on.
It was sad. So we're back to normal here. I didn't wear a mask yesterday, except on the public transportation and so forth. You're still required to wear one. But on the way down, I got one and didn't wear a mask. Nobody stopped me. So, I'm not a person who's anti-mask, as you know. We've talked about and played many of public service announcements on the show about the importance of wearing a mask when and where applicable to do so. And I was a proponent, as we both agree, we talked about that. And but it's just so great not to, wear one. And you know what else? There's some food stores where I go, go food shopping, especially for my mom, who I take care of her and get her all food and so forth. And you don't have to, like a major, regular food chain, food store, big thing. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to wear a mask anymore to go in. It's unbelievable.
Wow. I bet that feels really weird, but also very cool.
Very weird, very cool. Very both. Yeah, and you wouldn't believe how almost every time. I'm going to say 90% of the time I get out of my car to go to a store, wherever I'm, usually to get food. What else do you do in these times of, lockdown or partial lockdown, as the case may be.
Yeah.
You wear a mask, and almost every single time I'd get out of my car, take steps away from it, and then realize, geez, I'd have to go back to my car and grab a mask, which I keep in my driver's side door. Almost every time. You think, and sometimes sometimes I go back to my car, I get a mask, did, past tense, I went back to my car, got a mask, and I'd walk to the store, then reach in my pocket and realize I had one in my front pocket all along. I'd be, damn.
Yeah, that's like almost like looking for your glasses and they're on your head, right?
Yes. And I also might add congratulations to my daughter Caroline, who passed her California DMV driver's exam yesterday. So she is now a licensed driver in the state of California.
Congratulations, darling. That's
absolutely
amazing.
I know what I did today. I think she's out there somewhere, I don't know, this morning, before I came into our studios here to prepare for this show. I said, hey, we'll be anywhere near Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, those of you in America, is a great food store. It's, they don't carry like the Pepsis and the Cokes. They carry their own brands and different, it's really, really good and not expensive. Really, everything you get at Trader Joe's is amazing. I should get them as a sponsor. I don't think they advertise. But anyway, Trader Joe's is amazing. As those of you who are listening to the show in America can most likely attest to, Trader Joe's is like this great place to get food. You can't go wrong. No matter what, I don't know how they do it. I've said this so many times, no matter what you get at Trader Joe's, and whether it's a frozen or refrigerated or off the shelf, and it's like really, really good. And you're like, how everything you, how do they do that? Like, you know, how everything you get at Trader Joe's is like amazing. It's amazing. It's
wow,
a big place.
Sounds good.
Anyway, as I was saying, not to plug Trader Joe's, but I couldn't resist. Is I sent my daughter, who's now a licensed driver. I said she had to go out and do some errands. I said, "Are you going to be anywhere near Trader Joe's?" She's like, "Yes." Yeah. So would you mind getting me ABCD? "Yeah, sure." And I'm like, "God, it's so great to have, you know, I can know." Because I'm only the one that goes out. I pick up the things. I, you know, go to the store, get it. No, I could just send her.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And you know, I've felt strongly about that is a woman's place in the world. They should be going, doing the shopping, doing the cooking, getting the food.
Ooh,
you know, that is,
Andy.
What? You have a problem with
that?
You got a problem with
place.
You got a problem with that.
God damn it.
What's your problem with that woman?
Bring it to me. Bring it to me, Andy. God. Bring it to me right here. Come on.
I say a woman's place be in the kitchen.
Keep talking.
We're probably about to get kicked off of Block Talk Radio. No, I'm obviously, you know, joking.
That's fine. I'll stand in the kitchen. I'll let me go grab my rolling pin.
Oh, would you?
And
I want to see you standing in the kitchen with your robe on and your hair up in curlers.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
You know,
like,
pan,
are we
you know,
talking little bit of lip hair as well, or you know, floppy slippers?
Yeah, flipping the egg, you know. Yeah.
No, damn
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's fine. You carry on with your little dream there, my sweetie pie, and I'll stick with what I know best.
And you are always right. If you know Amanda and I, we've never met, but she's you know somehow we're figuring this out. But she's in fact my wife, my internet wife, and I'm her husband. And we dated for a while, though we got married, and we've never met. And it's amazing. People say the two of you, you listen to you on radio. It's like God, you've known each other your whole life. How do you do it? How do you make this incredible relationship? You two of us like a chemistry together, and that's you know unlike most husband and wives. Well, it's because we've never actually met. Maybe it's just, maybe there's something to that.
Maybe there is. I can see a new trend happening all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Make your relationship stronger by never meeting.
And how do we procreate and create a family? There's ways of doing that, I hear.
Yeah, scientifically, you know, go and get your stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Iced, yeah. Send that off, you know.
We are executing on our plan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent. And then when the child's actually born, you know, you still never meet him. You can just, you know, place it somewhere in between, you know, two countries or two people and have it grow up in its own isolated environment and you can just FaceTime it or something, you know, and see how the baby's doing. And
yes. You, see,
share
yes.
access online, you know.
You share internet, yeah. Internet, yeah. Internet family.
What a crazy world that would be.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I think, you know.
The best is yet to come.
I could see a movie idea right there, Andy. A movie idea.
We are in Hollywood.
You know? Yeah.
We're in Hollywood.
Sorry, guys, listeners. You're not stealing that one. That was us.
You know, it's amazing how I get the...
Can you imagine if we didn't get hit by this freak, this total freak?
Who you be calling freak?
Yeah.
Who's calling freak?
Who's he calling freak?
Man.
Mr. Trump. I would
Mr.
like
Trump.
To know what you mean by that. Actually, who is he calling freak? Do we know?
I think suburban women.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I say mm-hmm. suburban women, love me. Please love me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
please.
Suburban women. Okay. Yeah, I guess we can all be a little freaky.
We can.
I'm saying no more than that.
Yeah. Hey, you know... a couple of things kind of interest, and we've been following this all morning here, and at least here on the Andy and Amanda show, Coast to Coast show. Mm. We've been following the news of President Biden's trip to Europe and participating in the G7 summit, other meetings with national leaders, and of course the meeting, the culmination of that week-long trip today with Vladimir Putin, and a meeting that went in excess of two, almost 3 hours, somewhere along there. And I saw Putin's press conference, of which we're going to be playing some because it all happened just recently, and we're putting it together now, and we'll talk about more about that on Friday and the ramifications of that meeting on Friday. But I got to tell you, I don't know those of you who've been watched the summaries and the press conferences each given by Vladimir Putin at one location in Geneva, and then later by Joe Biden, our president, at another location in Geneva. And the distinct personality differences and the repeated denials and beating around the bush by Putin, and the forthrightness and honesty and integrity and wisdom displayed by our President Joe Biden. And I saw him this morning, and I got to tell you something. I was thinking to myself, I love this man. He's just so – and you know something? You know what Putin said?
What's
the,
that?
How Biden exhibited – character and forthrightness, and you know, talked about his family and his mother, and Biden said it's very impressive.
Oh, really?
Very impressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I forget words. You know, we'll talk again. This just all happened, and we haven't been able to put together you know, news, you know, audio clips, and have some fun with it like we do, and we'll do that on Friday, I'm sure. Because we got to make light of these things. We talk about the importance of political events and other events which create issues to our species, our population.
Absolutely.
Around the world, no matter where we live.
Yeah.
And then we
yeah.
also at the same time can make light of these things. And I think our followers and our audience at this point knows that when we make light of these things, it's done in jest and to have fun. And we're on the radio. We want to create an entertaining, kind of humorous, funny thing. We enjoy doing that kind of stuff, you know. But but we are serious about the issues. It doesn't distract
Absolutely.
From our concern about what we talk about. What Amanda and I discuss here on the show. Speaking of that, you can also join. Why don't we tell them how they can join the show here if they want to? Anybody who wants to call in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe we shouldn't. I don't know.
But you never know. Yeah. But no, we do welcome our listeners to call in or email us. If you feel more comfortable emailing, you know, it doesn't take much. Go ahead, email us. Let us know what you think. We won't judge you. You know, we appreciate all your comments and your thoughts on situations that we're talking about and whatever's on your mind. You know, we'd be interested to know. Maybe we could talk about it, make you feel better by us talking about it. Who knows, right? You know, let's just send something. Mm-hmm. Send something. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just a hello. Hi, we're listening.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call you out. We'll give you a shout out. We'll say your name, where you're from, and let you know that we appreciate you and you know all that good stuff. Yeah, if you want a shout out, you know, email us.
Like for example, let's just play typical what our callers might say. We have a cut, you know, from a caller calling in, and you know, you can talk about anything on this show. You can take, you know, and Amanda and I are in discussions about various topics. We kind of just, there's no script here. This is all raw, just free. Flow and thought what we're talking about. There's some news we talk about, but it's all pretty free. So you can call up and talk about whatever you like to talk about and any subject you'd like to talk about. One caller, for example, here's one.
Because I like cucumbers. I'm the only one. I like cucumbers.
See? You never know what anybody might talk about on the show.
Exactly. You know? You never know.
Mm-hmm.
We try to be prepared. You know? We might be able to tell you things you want to hear or not hear. Want to let you not hear. I don't know.
Yeah, more than likely.
These people are sick.
Yeah. So we've been told.
Having fun going over some of the news.
Oh, wait, let me just interrupt you. Yeah. Hold that thought just for a second. Our phone number to get in the show is 515-605-9888. Again, 515-605-9888. Internationally, dial 1 first. Or, as Amanda said, you can email the show to get on that way, too, at andy@amandashow@gmail.com. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead with that.
No, that's cool. Absolutely cool. So, I just, you know, perusing as usual. And just to let everybody know, we have definitely been delayed with our lockdown. Boo-hoo. So it looks like it's going to be 19th of July. They're still debating if that's a dead certainty, but they're thinking the 19th. So we shall see what happens. And I'm not... at this point, I'm just like, okay, well, what's another 4 weeks, right? But I know there's a lot of frustrated people out there. And they were saying that we're going to lose billions in economical purposes, you know, with major businesses, you know, losing out. And nightclubs are still not allowed to open. They will be remain closed. So there's a lot of frustrated people out there regarding that. And, you know, it's tough at the moment. As I said, I'm okay with it at the moment. I'm used to being within this lockdown now, but there are moments that I just think, oh, for fuck's sake, I just want to get on with it, you know, and get out of it. And I'm sure many, many, many people feel the same way as me right now. But, yeah, I mean, the cases of COVID have jumped up. They've gone to, I think it's just over 9,000 new cases that we've got now, daily cases, since February. And we've had another 9 deaths. So it's not looking good. Not looking good. Obviously, I said to you the other day on the show, they're predicting about 15,000 by 21st of June. So I don't know. Well, I'm praying it doesn't get to that. But, you know, we don't know how serious this is going to be for people, considering how many have had vaccinations now. So, and then we're looking at like 30, sorry. By 42 million over vaccinated. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty, you know, I heard also Boris bad, not Boris bad enough. what's his? Boris Badenoff, the premier. What do you call him? The prime minister? Yeah, prime minister of UK, right? Yeah. Boris Johnson. I'm sorry, Boris Johnson was, you know, as you just said, delayed. And. And what you just said is the first I heard of an actual date. I heard he was going to delay it and see what happens. There's concern now about not only the people who aren't vaccinated, but also of this new Delta, not to be confused with an airline, the Delta variant. because the states here lift more restrictions, COVID-19 restrictions. Experts and CDC are quite worried. Regarding people who aren't fully vaccinated could contribute to further spread of the virus. And this variant, which was first reported coming out of India, accounts for nearly 10% of the coronavirus cases in the U.S., according to the Center for Disease Control here in America. And these concerns could become the dominant strain soon of this. And these strains tend to be more contagious than the original COVID virus strains. You know, the Surgeon General here, Vaheek Murthy, told reporters on Tuesday that the Delta variant is rapidly increasing here in America.
Yes, and, I heard that, yeah.
So that's happening, of course, where you are too in the UK. And I know we have, 10% of our listeners are, in fact, in the UK. And that's a big population. So. It's I have to keep this abreast as to how, you know, we'll follow that, you know, what's going on. Again, we don't report the news. We can just talk about what we all hear and see, you know, like anybody else can. We talk.
Our health guy, Mr. Hancock, he's basically
Mr.
saying.
Mr. Hard,
you
what?
Know.
You're a contemptible lowlife of talking this way.
Mr. Hancock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know
we're
all good.
Yes.
But he's basically saying we've got to live with it, that the Delta variant spreads more easily, and there's some evidence that the risk of hospitalization is higher than the Alpha variant, which is the previous dominant one that we had in the UK. And the figures are showing that the Delta variant now accounts for 96% of new cases, and that the number of infections was rising and hospitalizations also up 48% over the past week. He said, we don't know yet the extent to which the link between hospitalization and deaths has been broken. So we propose to give the NHS, which is our national health system, a few more crucial weeks to get those remaining jabs, which is vaccinations, into the arms of those who need them. And the government's objective was not to eradicate the virus, he said, because that is not possible, but rather to aim to live with it like we do the flu. and he said delaying lifting remaining social distancing restrictions to 19th of July would enable a majority of over 40s to have two doses of the vaccine. So basically, they're just trying to give the NHS some breathing space to cope with these rising cases, because we were awfully strained through the these breakouts that we had, and you know, we were in danger of going under like most countries who had it really bad. And so with this 4 extra weeks that we're giving them that breathing space, not only that, we're helping people to have the opportunity to be vaccinated, which is going to help and ultimately lead to some sort of herd immunity, which is what everybody's hoping for, isn't it? I'm sorry, was it herd mentality, wasn't it, Andy?
Yeah, herd mentality. Yeah, that's herd mentality.
But there's other areas of our government that are just screaming out at the Tories, which is what Boris Johnson is, the Tory party. So you got like the Labour Party and Liberal Dems and all those, and you know, they're all kind of saying, well, our freedoms have been withheld, and we should be having the freedom to go out there no matter what's happening right now and come out of this lockdown and do what we need to do, having that choice, you know. But Boris wants to play it extra safe and say, well, no, we need, you know, another 4 weeks. So, so that's what's happening.
Unbelievable. There was a great meeting with, you know, as we talked in the last couple of shows, that President Biden and Prime Minister Boris Johnson had met along with the Queen. The Queen. Yeah. No, I keep saying Queen Mary. Queen Elizabeth. Queen Mary's Queen Elizabeth. We have the Queen Mary dock not far from here, from our studio.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's a hotel and restaurant and things here, but I keep thinking Queen Mary. Queen Elizabeth. Some great meeting. That whole trip, you know, which we might provide a summary for on Friday's show. But you know what's interesting about getting back to that meeting just for a minute here? It was brought to Putin's a reporter here, you know, from America, brought to the question to Putin regarding the lack of respect for opposition parties when it comes time for them to challenge and to seek political office and perhaps regime change in some different types of government. And anytime somebody objects to Putin and his grip on the country of Russia, they are jailed or poisoned. And when asked about the Russian crackdown on Alexei Navalny, is somebody who wanted to bring more of a democratic organization to Russia, and he is jailed. And Putin said that he, in fact, was an agent of America.
Oh, really? Okay.
And he also responded, Putin did, by talking about Black Lives Matter demonstrations across the United States and the January 6th Capitol insurrection, and how, you know, he said, and I'll quote Putin from what he said this morning, he said, "We sympathize with what is happening in the States, but we do not wish that to happen in Russia." So what he's saying, you know, when Black Lives Matter, which, the name is inherent with what they are stating. Antifa is not a recognized organization. There is no office. There is no one, nonprofit company called, organization called Antifa that you contribute to. There's no office where they answer their phones. Antifa, can I help you? You know, it's a ideology. You know, it's about justice is what it is.
Yeah.
It's an ideology. There's no group called Antifa. It doesn't exist, you know, contrary to what the former president stated so many times. But anyway, that in this country, when a group of people are slated, are oppressed, then in this country they have the right to gather and peacefully protest and march. Primarily, except for some small instances of destruction of property and so forth, which was not actually Black Lives Matter as a movement. It was thugs who would give them a chance to go out and rob and destroy and break windows and, you know, they'll if they can mask themselves and get involved in these crowds and go ahead and create destruction, no matter what the causes that are there. So you can't make a generalization as Black Lives Matter is a violent organization, because in fact they are not. And I've protested. Right. I've been there. I've marched with Black Lives Matter here in Los Angeles with all of my kids.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. And, you know, Black Lives Matter protests occur across the United States, or they did. By participants in those protests were all races and ethnicities. People who protested against oppression in to any extent whatsoever. So anyway, in this country we have, as you do, we have the right to gather and protest and make a point. You know, and that's how change happens, when you get the population stand behind a cause, stand behind an issue, and the population grows and grows and grows and grows, change begins to happen. And these points that they're marching, representing these points, begin to take issue, begin to become discussion points, begin to become discussed in classrooms, among people of age groups, and become, you know, part of our discussion as the population matures and becomes educated and gets out and people run for political office, and things change over time like a slow swinging pendulum, right? As opposed to one person who says this is what will happen, and like it or not, this is the way you're going to be treated and the way our government's going to run, and that is pretty much who Putin is, you know, former KGB.
Yeah.
So he said. Putin said that this Alexei Navalny was a man. I'll find a quote here somewhere too that I have from this morning. Here, this man knew that he was breaking the law of Russia. He has been twice convicted, Putin said. And breaking the law of Russia by opposing Putin's grip on Russia.
Wow.
I don't know. But and also Biden confronted Putin regarding the cyber attacks. See, what happens is Putin orchestrated these mafia type of boiler rooms of cyber experts that run like the mafia.
Right.
He orchestrated these groups and lets them operate and said, you know, and tries to wash his hands of everything, right? But what Biden said was, and let him know this, that we are much more complex and have much more significant capability than you do. We have the capability of creating significant infrastructure damage in Russia. We have the capability. We can do it.
Yeah.
Much more than you do. Much more than you do. Without making any threats. The way I'm toning this might sound like a threat. He did not make any threats. He just let him know that we have the capability, and guide yourself accordingly.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, making it known. You know, we're not these people to be messed with. We won't take any bullshit. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. in a subtle and friendly manner. Yeah.
Exactly. And what Putin did say is that the United States and Russia are going to begin a consultations on cybersecurity. Both sides have to assume certain obligations there, Putin was saying. And he further said that he believes that the cyberspace discussion is extraordinarily important in general, and in particular for the U.S. and the same extent for Russia. So we'll see how that materializes. Now, what Biden is going to do, he said, you know, we brought up many points over several hours. At first, it was a discussion between two of them. Then they brought in their experts and their secretary of states and so forth and advisors, and they all were on opposite sides of the table, and it was a very good, very productive meeting. And Biden pretty much said, let's see, you know, we'll go over point to point or more so on Friday, because this just happened. But in summary, basically what Biden said is, we're going to see what happens over the next 3 to 6 months, because we talked about changes that need to be made. And Biden said, we don't know what he's going to do. We don't know.
No.
And Biden didn't threaten him. He didn't say, if you don't do this, I'm going to do this. There's no threats made at all.
Yeah.
But Biden said, let's see what happens, if anything happens, over the next 3 to 6 months. And we'll gauge, those 3 to 6 months accordingly and see what the next steps might be at that time. And we'll watch. We'll talk. We'll watch. We'll have discussions. And one thing is pretty great is that the U.S. and Russian ambassadors will return to their posts. and Putin acknowledged that.
Right. So, okay. And he's okay with that, then, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just looking at some little updates that they've got on the BBC website, which would be interesting to check out about Putin and Biden. Quoting, "I would like Russia to be more free." I don't know what that's about, but it's a video. I'm not going to go into that now. Obviously, while I'm on the air with you guys. No. Something we do afterwards. But that's interesting, because I think everybody's always nervous about Putin and you know, he's a bit of a live wire, and I guess people see him as quite an edgy character, and never really know which way he's going to take things. And that's the impression I get from many people when it comes to Putin and his name is raised. But my own personal opinion is I'm not sure how I feel about the guy. As far as first appearances go, he's got that kind of energy to me that just doesn't sit well, doesn't have the same kind of – I hate comparing the two. Please forgive me, any listeners, for comparing the two. I'm just trying to give an example of how I perceive things. So, you know, putting Biden next to Putin, and you look at them both, I see Biden has the power to make change and be assertive when he needs to be, but I also see him as a people's person. Whereas if you look at them, Putin, and you think, oh, this feels different, you know? It's just that kind of energy you get from him. When you look at him and you hear about all the things that's going on, it's like, yeah, well, this feels different. That's a polite way of putting things, and I'm not trying to put anyone down. So, you know, that's how he makes me feel. Like, I don't truly trust Putin at all, and I'm sure many people feel the same way.
We're going to take a very short break, a PSA. This is from the Lincoln Project. Let's take a listen.
Donald Trump is telling reporters he'll be back in the White House in August.
Oh my goodness.
Reinstated. The election overturned. President. Again. Trump thinks the big lie will put him back in the big job. Yeah, Donald. We have some bad news. Not happening. But the Lincoln Project is here to help. If you miss the White House that much, here's how to get back there. Visit the official website of your congresswoman, Lois Frankel. Select Help Center, then Tours and Tickets. Next, select the tour that you're interested in. The White House. Enter your travel dates and contact information. Make sure to submit your request to Representative Frankel no less than 21 days in advance. And remember, White House tours may be subject to last-minute cancellation. Plan ahead. If you need further assistance, Donald, just reach out to the Lincoln Project. We are always there for you.
No, that is funny. That is funny. I was also going to suggest, actually, that we could actually build him a Lego version and send it to him and say, you know,
we could do
White House. Yeah.
We could that. I hear a phone in the background. I hear some noise. I think we got a guy calling from Philadelphia or the East Coast there, it seems. I think it is our own show coordinator.
Could it be?
Wait, you know what? I think, wait a minute. I know who it might be. I got it. It is, in fact, what's his name again? Wait a minute.
I am Dracula, and I welcome you to my house.
No.
So that's his real identity.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good.
What's
how about
up?
You?
It's Cornell the Hippie.
Yay!
Cornell the Hippie's with us.
I dig you. I dig you.
Yes.
How you doing, sweetheart?
How you doing? I'm doing great, man. I took the shot yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How you feeling?
I feel great. I feel awesome.
What?
I feel
was
fine.
It? A shot? Was it bourbon, whiskey? What you have?
I took here we go, Andy.
Jack
Daniel.
I'm glad you had a shot yesterday, you know? Yeah. No, really, you had the vaccine. Which one? Which did you get?
Moderna.
Modelo.
Modelo. No, it's Moderna.
Moderna.
I was like, oh, did I have the Modelo? I'm like, Magello. Oh, my gosh, I must have been Magello. At the wrong store.
It must have been.
Wish, yeah. And I guess men sometimes don't know what to say.
Always.
I was listening to the whole program since I've been on. As soon as I get on, here we go. What a quiet reminder, right?
Aww. It's lush having you on, darling. We've missed having you on.
Oh, thank you. I feel so great being on the show, man. It's been a minute, but you know how it is, guys. You know.
That's because you're a busy man behind the scenes, keeping everything, you know, up and running and going, looking our best.
Yeah, my wife sure got me sweeping the floors like a, oh, my God, I'm real busy. what's up, guys? How you doing? How's Amanda and Andy?
Oh, well, me, Amanda, is doing very good. Thank you, darling. How about you, Andy?
I'm doing fine, Dandy, as well, Cornell. Things are doing great here. As I was telling Amanda earlier in the show, California is open 100%. You no longer need to maintain social distancing. You don't need to wear a mask, except where enforced by businesses and public transportation. And I was at the Dodgers-Phillies game last night, and the stadium for the first time since 2019 was almost capacity crowd. And of course, I'm Philly's my hometown, but LA is my town now. So whoever won, the Dodgers won. They're the world champs, and they Philly's just team didn't seem to have.
But you wanted the Phillies to win, right?
I absolutely wanted the Phillies. Yeah, and I looked at the Phillies roster up on the scoreboard. And I didn't recognize, I don't know who's on that team. I have no idea. That could have been the Atlanta Falcons as far as I was concerned. Not the Falcons.
You thought it was Mike Schmidt, didn't you?
I was looking for John Kruk,
Mike Schmidt, right?
Yeah, and John Kruk, all those guys, Gary, what's his name? All those people. Wayne Gomes pitching, relief, all those guys.
Yeah,
right. Anderson pitching, Larry Anderson, was that his name? I forget. Yeah. Phillies lost, and it could have been the Marlins. It could have been anybody. I mean, those names were foreign to me. I had no idea who they were. But I heard that the Phillies they're about 500 right now, and they're this season is going to be as best they can do. But I heard that they're really channeling for a real successful run next year, and we'll see what happens. I know they brought in some great coaching and they look good. I mean, they held the Dodgers. They really, the Dodgers are a phenomenal baseball team, and they did hold them. It was 3-3 up until like the sixth or seventh inning or something like that. And even on Monday, they lost to the Dodgers by 3-1, 3-2. So low scoring games, and the Dodgers are a powerhouse. They pitching defensively and offensively, and the Phillies held them. So I was impressed. Now I might go back tonight. I might even thanks to Vidly Seats app. I might get some inexpensive tickets and go back again tonight. What the hell? What a fun time to go
to
baseball.
Why not? It's great to get out. We haven't been out in a while.
Yeah, I might go tonight. And why not go tonight? And here's let me tell you one more thing. You ready for this? Because I haven't been to a baseball game. Even I think last time I went was 2018, actually. I think I missed the 2019 season. But and I went by myself a couple of times. I just went by myself, and I just went to the game and had a nice time out and came home and really enjoyed it, even by my lonesome. And
That's true.
And I got to tell you, I walked in last night. I was ready to experience a baseball game. I got expensive tickets yesterday, so it was an expensive night for me to begin with, right? I just blurred to figure, what the hell? How often do I go? When's the last time you went to a baseball game? It's the end of COVID. And I didn't even think when I got the tickets that it was the end of the restrictions. I just wanted to go to the three-game series. I figured I'll go to the one in the middle. When I got my tickets, I didn't realize that. I was thinking, oh, this will be fun because the stadium will be sparsely populated and I'll be able to sit down and relax, enjoy the game. And not knowing and thinking that, this is the first night, the first event that's totally open, and this stadium is going to be packed, and the buses are filled.
So the hot dog was $20, right?
Well, no, ready for this, you get what's called a Dodger dog, and they do not compare to the ballpark franks you get in Philadelphia. I haven't tasted a hot dog that compares with what you get at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia.
Frank.
And here's the thing. Ready for this? The hot dog at Dodger Stadium was $6.75 plus tax, I think. And guess how much a beer cost? Guess how much a beer cost? $15.
How much?
What?
They crazy.
$15. And I'm like, 15? No, 15, no way, Jose. I walked in there.
What kind? Please don't tell me it was Coors Light. Please.
It was that kind of beer, like a Pilsner or whatever. Yeah, you know, you can get a Moderna too.
Yeah.
You can get a Moderna. You know. Oh, speaking of that, what is it? Modelo. But they were giving vaccine. You can go to Dodger Stadium, go to the game, and you go back behind the center field plaza, and you get a COVID vaccine right there. And if you get a COVID vaccine, they give you free ball game tickets.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You go to the game, get a vaccine, bam, done, free, boom. We have a caller calling in. Let's take the call. I'm not even going to screen. Let's just get on the show. Welcome to the Andy and Amanda Show. Let's see who we have here. Hello, caller. You're on the Andy and Amanda Show. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Be that way.
I guess not.
Be that way.
Hello.
I'll keep him on the board here. You're still on the board, and I'll come back and try to. Oh, here we go. He's calling in again. Maybe the last connection wasn't good. Same phone number. Let's see what happens. Hold on a second. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
I heard
you talking about going to. Hello already. I said hello to both of you. I heard you talking about going to Dodger Stadium and spending $15 on beer. When I've gone to Wembley Stadium in the UK to watch some rugby and get my warm lager, it cost me £30.
Oh,
can you
ouch.
£30 of what, might I ask? £30 of what?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'll have to figure that one out.
Boy.
That doesn't sound good.
How are you guys?
Great, Joe.
Doing?
We're doing great, man. Great to have you back on the show with us. Doing fine. Fine.
We're,
how are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing absolutely good. How are you doing, Joe?
Not doing badly, but hearing these prices at the stadium, I mean, the government is forcing all of this, you know, because of the, not just the printing of the money. And $15 for a single glass of beer. And plus you have to be vaxxed. You have to be vaccinated. I don't know about going to Dodger Stadium, but I know over in New York what I read was that in order to go to a public park to watch the Philharmonic, you had to be vaccinated.
Mm.
This is getting to be too much. Too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the we're getting to that point now. New York is 70% vaccinated. So in New York, the chances of somebody, I mean, it's that, what did you say it was before, Amanda, the herd mentality?
Yeah, herd mentality, yeah.
Herd mentality. you know, New York has hit that threshold of 70-plus percent.
You mean herd immunity. Herd immunity.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's a joke, Joe. It's a joke. Yeah, it's a joke that we've had on the show.
Oh, it's a joke. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Regarding Trump.
I love it. Joe, you're great, man. I love it. That's a Donald Trump said in a press conference a while back, he didn't know what it was called, and he said herd mentality, and we had a lot of fun with him on the show subsequent to that. We played a clip, and I got to get it back. I got to find it. I don't know where it is. We have so many clips. We have a clip of Donald Trump saying herd mentality, and then Biden, of course, when he gave some kind of conversation or press conference of some sort, and he called it by its true name, herd immunity, and I put the two of them together. So you have Trump going herd mentality, then Biden going herd immunity, herd mentality, herd immunity, herd mentality, herd immunity, and it's kind of cute. I got to find it. We got to play that again.
The war of the garbled speeches. I was a Trump supporter. I didn't vote for him the first time because I didn't like his megalomania. But I was for him all the 4 years that he was in until he started saying that these vaccines were safe. And now I'm wondering about him.
Yeah. We talked a lot about Trump during the show and trying to be very neutral in the. But even though our conversations for the past year and a half, especially leading up to the election, you would never listen to our show and said we have a neutral bias on his. But what we did is talk fact. And I had a business relationship with his organization back in the 80s and know a lot about the inner workings from my own relationship with his company and how a company operates is dictated from the top. And we talked about that and discussed it a lot. So we were not fans, in all honesty, of Trump ever at any point in time. But that's okay. You know, that doesn't matter. But yeah, what you're saying, you know, it's interesting. Did you get vaccinated, Joe? Just out of curiosity.
I wouldn't get vaccinated until I put a gun to my head. There's too much information out there talking about the danger. Too much information. Too many epidemiologists, virologists, and just plain ordinary doctors talking about the dangers of the vaccine. No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Respect that.
There's a lot of people who feel that way. Definitely.
Definitely.
I have a lot of friends who feel that way. That said, mm-hmm. I refuse to have the vaccine because I want my body's own natural immune system to decide for itself whether it can fight this or not.
Can I ask you a question? Why wouldn't you get the vaccine?
Why won't I get it?
Yeah.
Because of the information from the epidemiologists and the virologists who are talking about the dangers of the vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
What is it? It's not a vaccine.
What they call gene therapy, which is a euphemism. It's an experimental drug. We have to remember that this particular vaccine rushed through all of the protocols of the FDA from a 7-year mm-hmm. normal protocol to a 1-year, even less than 1 year. The mm-hmm. FDA itself doesn't approve of it. The CDC approves of it, but not the FDA. And if mm-hmm. you read the inserts, from what I understand, they say this is for experimental purposes only. So technically, it's against the Nuremberg Code.
Okay. Mm. Okay. That's interesting to know. I mean, like I said, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people out there saying the same thing, and they're very concerned about it altering our DNA rather than protecting us from the actual virus itself. There's a lot of concern people out there regarding this.
That's crazy because why would the government want to wipe out the whole world if everybody got to take it? It must be something. I'm one of those guys like Joe, but Joe, I got it yesterday and I feel fine.
Yeah,
you got it right today. If you feel fine,
I was the first round. I was the first round. My whole family's vaccinated. All my friends are vaccinated. As a matter of fact, I don't know anybody who's not vaccinated. My whole world of people that I know, everybody's vaccinated, and I'm vaccinated. And I think what we need to know. And what's important to know is how an mRNA vaccine works as opposed to previous vaccines. You're absolutely correct, Joe, in stating that this did not go through the normal protocols of the FDA. But here's what those protocols are. We don't know exactly, and we mentioned this, I think, recently. I forget which show, sometime last week or anyway. We don't know. For example, if somebody has severe immune deficiencies and other illnesses that affect their own body's defense system, and they take a drug for that issue, right? Normally what the FDA does is they measure counterindication. What happens if we were to mix this vaccine, I'm just using that for generic terms, mix this vaccine with another type of medication that somebody is on, what happens? What are the long-term consequences of that? And as you said, Joe, we don't exactly know. And in some instances, they're speculating, and this is pure speculation, that in fact, if somebody is on some type of pharmaceutical that affects the body's immunology system and they are injected with the COVID vaccine, that it might render the other vaccine impotent or vice versa. And normally what happens with the FDA is it takes a long time for them to, as Joe said earlier, for them to measure all this and to do all these different tests and sideline studies and what are the long-term effects. And that's why it takes such a long time for these things to roll out. But what is also important to know is that this vaccine was not developed in a year and a half. This vaccine has been developed over 18 years now of incredible, intensive, and extensive research. 18 years ago, when the spike protein, which is the original which is the protein that carries the coronavirus, the SARS, it carries this vaccine. This was first noted and found in 2003. And after doing so, they began. They said, "Whoa, this thing could be pretty devastating to the human population. We got to do something about it." And in 2003, the research began. This is not something that came over a year and a half of study, and boom, we don't know what's going to happen. This has been evolving over 18 years. There's no possible way we could come out with a vaccine to an unknown virus and how it works and how it tumbles and how it migrates and how it mutates. We don't know in a year and a half. It's impossible. There's no way it can happen, right? So this thing's over 18 years. Now, what mRNA does is it teaches our cells on how to make a protein or even just a piece of a protein that triggers an immune response inside our bodies. And the benefit of an mRNA vaccine, which, as Joe said, is a new technology, never had it before, right? But the benefit of it, like all vaccines, is those vaccinated gain protection without ever having to risk the serious consequences of getting sick with COVID-19. So it's a whole new approach. It's a new type of vaccine to protect against infectious diseases, to trigger an immune response that many vaccines put a weakened or, let's say, an inactivated germ into our bodies. We all know that, right? You trigger an immune, like allergy shots. I used to get 2 allergy shots every 5 days, and the only thing they did is make my arms swollen and hot like a football. But anyway, mRNA vaccines do not do that. Instead, they teach our cells on how to make a protein, and they do not affect our DNA whatsoever. Remember, RNA is not DNA. You cannot alter it. You can't go into a cell with this vaccine and alter the DNA. And RNA lives outside of the cell and finds places to hop from one cell to another cell, to one cell to another cell. And in this process, so it's not DNA, it's RNA, and there's a distinct difference between the two of them. Again, they teach our cells on how to make this protein, and other cells begin to make this protein, or even just a piece of this protein that triggers an immune response inside our own bodies. And it is that immune response which produces antibodies, which is what protects us from getting infected if the real virus enters our bodies. And it works. It works.
Yeah.
So we have to really understand, and some of these self-proclaimed experts and virology, don't do it. And Amanda and I, you can even play the tapes from earlier shows, man, and correct me if I'm wrong. We both sat at the same studios and the same microphones and said, "I'm not getting vaccinated," or "you, I'm not getting vaccinated." No, hey, I'm going to wait a while. I'm going to wait years. And I've got a very good friend of mine back on the East Coast. So she's a wonderful single mom who had unfortunately a breast cancer and preventative, got a double mastectomy. She's fine now, but went through cancer and chemotherapy and radiation and has immune issues. And she was telling me for the longest time that there's no way that she's going to get vaccinated, and felt the same way about her kids. She informed me on the phone, we talked almost every day, that she's getting vaccinated next Friday. So even though everything she's been through, all the concerns she's been through, cancer, radiation, immunology problems, she's getting vaccinated. And I was like, you know what? I'm proud of you, kiddo. I'm proud of you, kiddo. Because, in fact, the chances of anything happening, the chances of anything resulting in a negative consequence to your body from this disease is slim to nil. And, once the vaccine, I mean, we can even go into what actually happens biologically. You know, once this vaccine is injected into the upper arm muscle, the instructions or the mRNA inside the immune cells in your body make protein pieces. And after the protein pieces are made, the cell breaks down to instruct and get rid of them. It's like an update to your Apple phone, to your Windows, update, The cell displays a protein piece on its surface, not inside the cell. It's on the surface of the cell. And our immune system recognizes that protein, and it doesn't belong there. And it begins to build an immune response and making antibodies to any cell that attaches to another cell that resembles the COVID-19 virus, destroy it. And that's how this thing works. Unlike a normal vaccine, which actually puts a piece of the disease, so to speak, or the virus into your body, and all the white blood cells go to work and kill it, and next time it comes in, it recognizes and kills it as well. So the technology, and I think it's very important. I think it's very important, and I'm glad we have the microphones. We're able to address a pretty significant population in 22 countries around the world, because I think it's very important that we all understand. And we can make that distinction and differentiate what we hear, what people say, and we choose what we want to believe. But sometimes what we want to believe doesn't make it a true story. you know, it's our story in our head. It's reality because we choose to believe it, and therefore it becomes our reality. But I think it's very important that we recognize the science and what's behind these things. And anybody can come pontificate anything they want. Oh, well, I'm a PhD in my sciences, and I would never touch this thing. Oh, I'm going to believe that. But does that mean it's real? You know, everybody I know, there's not one person in my world who's not vaccinated. Here's what I thought. They said, well, if you get vaccinated the day after, so, and I think Amanda was a prime example of this. Amanda actually had a continued response. If you get vaccinated, you might get headaches. You could feel ill, under the weather, fatigue, muscle pains. And that's a good sign if you get these things, right? It could last a day. It'll go away. A couple of days will go away. I didn't get anything. And what they said is if you get these responses, that means it's working. Well, I didn't get anything outside of just a tiny bit of a minor irritation of the arm. And I'm thinking to myself, is it working? Maybe it's not working on me because I'm
same thing with me, Andy. That's the same thing for me. I was thinking the same thing, Andy. Talking about that story, I have a friend that said the same thing. I'm not gonna get it. I'm never gonna get it. He was the first person in line. He's like, "Yo, I'm down here. You come and get it." I'm like, "Yo, you just said you wasn't gonna get it."
Oh, I was gonna say, does that mean I'm mutating then?
Uh-oh.
That would explain a few things.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, I really want to get it.
So our advice from the show, if you can get vaccinated, and I know, Joe, you feel differently, and I respect that. That's okay. That's perfectly
absolutely
fine. You don't know,
yeah.
You know, you're a good friend of the show, and we welcome you here. No problem at all. I understand you feel how you feel, and that's perfectly okay. But from the show, I just would like to encourage everybody who's within our reach, whether you're listening to the show as a podcast or live on Blog Talk Radio, if you can get vaccinated, get vaccinated. Believe me, you're talking to people here on the show, on our worlds and our friends and our loved ones and our family members. We've all been vaccinated. We've all been vaccinated.
And we're still here.
And we're here.
So far, so good.
Wait, I spoke too soon. Something's happening here. Something's happening. Wait.
Oh! Hey, Andy.
That's not poker.
After yesterday,
really,
that's what happened to me. I'm like, oh, you're still alive.
Oh, so you didn't have a rise in temperature, just something else. Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Wow.
So anyway, as I was saying, hello.
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 Hey, you. Hello. Believe it or not, we're it's time to wind down our midweek show. I can't believe an hour has come and gone, but I'm glad we addressed what we addressed, and we're going to talk more about Putin's meeting with Biden on Friday, and there's some other crazy stuff happening on Friday that we're going to talk. You don't want to miss the Friday free flow on Friday, zany freaky show, whatever it's called. I forget now. That'll come to you at 3 p.m. local time, New York, East Coast time, wherever you are in the world. We'll be back live Friday. Blog Talk Radio, thank you for doing this. Our number to get live on the show is 515-605-9888. Joe, thank you so much for your call, man. Anytime, you're a friend of the show, we welcome you. Heck, as much as you want to call, you're always welcome on board.
Sure.
Amanda, take us home.
Okay.
So on behalf of Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, and myself, Amanda Love here in the UK, thank you to our coordinator for calling in. We always miss having him on the show. He's amazing. Thank you, Joe, for calling. We hope all our listeners have had a good week and come join us on Friday and see what craziness we'll be talking about then. So in the meantime, take care of yourselves, and we hope to see you on Friday. We'll hear from you.
Bye-bye.
Wait, they don't want us to go. We have to. Wait.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we have to go. Seriously. I know.
No.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. We're sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, but we are going. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We'll see everybody. See you Friday. All the very best to everybody. Have a great evening, day, afternoon, whatever. Oh, I got to say one more thing. I'm sorry.
Mm.
I can't. Breaking. Breaking news.
Yes.
We can't go. Don't go yet, anybody.
Okay.
Because I forgot to do this. Let me bring it up. Hold on a second. Let me get this. Hold on a second. Hold on. Come on. Here it is. We have new countries. We have new countries on board.
Oh, fantastic.
Here they are. Liberia.
Okay.
Liberia.
Ooh.
Wow.
Argentina, of course, is new. They joined us this week. Peru has been on. Ecuador is on board. Colombia is on board. Egypt, we have. There's another one. Let me find it. I'm sorry. In all due respect to these guys, I can't forget. The Philippines are on board now. The Philippines are on board.
Wow.
The Philippines, new country.
Okay.
So that brings our count around the world. Oh, Japan. Japan joined us now. We were in China. China joined us a while ago. I forgot if we mentioned them or not, but China is on board. But Japan now and the Pacific Rim countries that listen to the Andy and Amanda show, we now have listeners in Japan as well. And we welcome the population around the world that tunes into this show as a podcast or as a live show when we're on. And thank you, everybody.
Wow.
It's really cool when you get behind these microphones and realize that we're talking to a population around the world. That's pretty darn cool.
That is really cool. Well, thank you for joining us and jumping on board with our crazy dream.
You bet. And we'll see everybody, as we said before, we'll see everybody on Friday. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Take care. As I venture into the light, a dawn of a dream I once saw, watching as all the mystery unfolds, as I venture into the light. As I venture